Won't you lay your pigs right down?
Lay it down, 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 lay it down.
I always get in trouble when you bring it around. Motorcycle mama, won't you lay it down?
Working with the orchestra, Mischke Broadcast,
Motorcycle Mama,
Black Sheep Broadcasting Network, Valentine.
Yes?
Valentine, is that your real name?
No.
What is your real name?
Moses.
Moses?
Yeah.
Well, I like both names. Moses Valentine would be a good name. Well, Moses, what's on your mind?
Well,
I see we're gonna go this route. What are you up to tonight?
Fishing.
Huh?
Fishing hamsters.
I'm gonna hang with you a little bit. Typically what happens in talk radio is at this point I'd hang up on you, but I'm hanging with you, and I want you to know that normally in talk radio they don't even let 9-year-olds on, so you're really being cut some slack. There's a golden opportunity here to redeem yourself with some sort of interesting banter. I'm going to give you this option. Moses?
Yeah?
You want to have a conversation?
What is it?
Pardon?
Yeah?
All right, you're relaxed, you're sitting down, you got a Coca-Cola or something? You got a drink? Sit down, relax, take a deep breath. All right?
Yep.
So how's your life going so far?
Good.
Good? What are you into? What are you interested in?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure you do. Think, use that brain of yours. You're on a 50,000-watt radio program. Come on, buddy, one more chance. And I never do this. I never give people like you chances like this, but you have an opportunity here to make up for what has been a horrendous call that has done nothing but embarrass you. I mean, you come off sounding really bad so far, and I don't know that you want to go into the weekend having embarrassed yourself over 50,000 watts of radio. So let's try and pull this together somehow and come up with an interesting call here. Do you think you can do it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to try one more time. I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Yep.
One day you'll have to do this. You know, you can't live your life playing these little games. What are you planning on doing with your summer?
Going to school.
Oh, you have to go to school in the summer?
Yeah.
I would ask for your address to perhaps send social workers over and have your parents taken away. But I understand that this is a new trend, kids going to school in the summer. Or is this because of how poorly you did during the school year?
Huh?
Why are you going to school in the summer? Isn't there a 3-month summer break?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So why are you going to school in the summer?
Going to school in the summer?
Can I talk to your mom?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Hi. Tom Mischke here. Quite a boy.
Oh, I haven't heard what he said. I was, He listens to you every week, and he always wants to call you up. But
I don't know that you want to have a 9-year-old listening to the show regularly. I don't think that qualifies as neglect, but it's close. What's his real name?
Valentine.
Oh,
what did he tell you?
He told me his name was Moses.
No, we have a hamster named Moses.
Well, he referred to that. He was going to do some strange things to it, he said to me. I don't know, you might want to put that in a different room for the evening. Is he a bright boy? Or is he a...
He's a special child.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, say no more. Say no more. Okay. That clears it up. I'm going to let it go right there. I didn't know we were in the special needs department. We'll let it go. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Whoopsie-daisy. Okay.
What's the daisy?
Let's go to the 8:38 news with Howie.
Light rain, 56 at the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP. Twin Cities man who stole more than 600 books from a local library is going to jail. John Minia from Maplewood pleaded guilty today. And the judge sentenced him to 60 days in jail. He must also pay $6,000 in restitution and stay away from 8 libraries when he gets out. Besides the books in his home, police also found a small box containing the ashes of a Colorado man. Minia told police he took it from the man's wife when he worked for her as a home health aide. Police returned the ashes. Charges are not expected in the case. Former Clinton staffers have sent a letter to President Bush calling for a formal apology over accusations that outgoing staffers vandalized offices during their transition of power. ABC's John Gerstein has more from the White House.
In a letter to President Bush, more than 30 low to mid-level aides in the Clinton White House complained their reputations were unfairly tarnished.
Your wife spends an inordinate amount of time with Egyptian men.
And trashed their offices. The group asked Mr. Bush to apologize for the, quote, false and defamatory charges made by anonymous administration officials. A government investigation found no significant damage to the White House offices, but Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says there will be no apology. Fleischer said the Bush administration differs on the facts of what happened, but he declined to elaborate, saying he was trying to be very gracious.
Some people are reacting to the underage drinking troubles of Jenna and Barbara Bush with jokes. Others say the president's daughters are examples of typical college students. And at least one researcher says this kind of thing is a byproduct of American attitudes towards drinking. Dwight Heath of Brown University is an anthropology professor who has written about alcohol and culture. And he says strict laws can lead to binge drinking and college acting out.
We've made it a forbidden fruit. Tonight we have given a mystique to alcohol that doesn't occur in, let's take a look at France, Spain, Europe.
It's 60 at the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.